what I feel like what it means to me is just having a personal relationship with your audience and with the media as well, because you have to learn how to have a relationship with the media and different types of stockholders to make sure that your client has like a positive image.
Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with "I don't want to work" is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Expressive Espresso. I am your host, Alexis DeAngicoli, and I have an amazing guest today. I was recommended from her by the last podcast episode, the interview with Tamika Troxler. Other than that, she has a full-time position in IT, and you also know I love things about IT. Even though I haven't talked about it as much, I know technology is moving forward. So we're going to have an honest and in-depth conversation. Introducing Shondell Clark. Thank you so much for joining us today. My first question is, what does it feel like to be a triad business owner?
Thank you so much, Alexis, for having me. I'm super excited. So to feel like a triad business owner, it's crazy right now. I guess with so many projects, what I have going on, you just have to kind of keep grinding. And I know, like, especially for us, for women of color, we have to go twice as hard. Later, we'll go in detail with, you know, my upcoming projects and what I have going on. But I think being a businesswoman right now, for the next generation that's coming, it's going to be, you know, our kids coming in the next generation. It's going to be awesome. They're going to be all about entrepreneurship, starting a business. I even see younger kids now that has their own business, lemonade stand or their lip gloss line. And I just, you know, love that, you know, because you have to kind of like start them up and let them know that everybody can have a business. Not everybody want to work for somebody. So being a woman in triad, a businesswoman in triad, it's just been crazy, but overwhelming. So I'm super excited.
How do you handle that balance? For example, I'm married. I have a big family. Also, I work with my husband. I have a full-time job. And then I have my other side hustles as well. I understand that overwhelming feeling. And especially like if I happen to fall off on social media, which you have a great presence on that. So how do you handle being overwhelmed?
You know, with me, it's just crazy because I don't, you know, I have my family, but I'm not married. I don't have kids yet. So, and that's something that I'm trying to find time for now, is looking for a husband and trying to have kids. So, I mean, being a career woman is great. Don't get me wrong, but having a balance is even better. And that's one thing that I'm honestly struggling with right now. I was telling one of my girlfriends, she was like, you know, just kind of, you know, loosen up when it comes to your career. And I have a lot of projects, and I think I just have to learn how to find the balance and find the time. So every morning I dedicate maybe 2 hours to social media, because I have, you know, social media pages and I have an audience that follow me every day. So they're going to be looking for that post in the morning, like, okay, she didn't post this in the morning. And I'm specializing in marketing and public relations. It's a certain time that you're supposed to post, but if you working full time like me, sis, you know, you got to post when you can. Okay. My business during the summer's been great, actually, because we're in quarantine, but I'm actually about to go back to work, full-time job as an IT specialist. So, you know, I have to kind of get back into things of, okay, like, you about to be working full-time. You can't be posting. I mean, you could post, I guess, like, if you get up early enough before you, you know, go to work and things like that. But I dedicate at least 2 hours in the morning between like 7 and 9 to just dedicate to my social media.
First, I want to say thank you for being honest about how having the balance right now is challenging, because the people listening, I know that's challenging for them as well. what else do you do besides those 2 hours of the day for social media? How else do you plan your day?
Prior to quarantine, when I have to be to work before 8 o'clock, I sometimes wake up at least like between five and six, just dedicate myself to that social media. Because I know that I'm about to be working all day. So when I come home, I dedicate myself to my business as well. Being a young, you know, career-driven woman, it can be like challenging because I'm just like, dang it, I don't have time to like date. I don't have time to like hang out with my friends. So that's pretty much what I'm dealing with right now, is trying to balance and find a time for everybody and everything. We're about to start back, going back to school. So I'm pretty much probably have to work on my business a little bit on the weekends now.
Let's start from college. And I know your background is similar to mine. And we also went to the same college as well, Winston-Salem State. but as a mass comm major, and when you took the program at Winston-Salem State, I know, I can speak for me, I had dreams of working at CNN, right? Oh my gosh, I'm going to work at CNN and stuff like that. And in 2006, I guess I'm sharing my age, but in 2006, I went to the MCM conference. And I remember a presenter saying to me that in 2006, all of this is going to be digital, right? So from that point, I had to think, okay, I actually had to pivot, and I'm going to complete this, get my college degree in this field. But if everything is going to be digital and my concentration was journalism, how do I make that pivot? How did you make that pivot from what your dreams were as far as starting in college and to now what the reality has to be, which is you working as an IT specialist, but doing this on the side?
When I went to Winston-Salem State University, shout out to the Rams, whoop, whoop. So I was class of 2013, it was mass communication. And I think I switched it prior to that to business, MIS, Management Information System. My mom was like, I'm sure you probably should have stayed in that. No, I didn't. I honestly didn't like business. I'm just glad I got out that field. I really enjoyed mass communication. I really thought it was a great field. Looking back, Winston-Salem State University didn't have like a lot of equipment for us. And I think after we graduated, they kind of got like a lot more equipment, because you had like a lot of more alumni that were graduated in mass communication. Pretty much dedicated, you know, money back to the university and things like that. For right now, freelancing in public relations and marketing, it has been a trip. What I mean by a trip, challenging, because I'm like, I've been out of school, graduated 2013, it's what, 2020, maybe about 6-7 years, and I've been freelancing for the past 6-7 years. I've been kind of doing my thing. So that right there tells you that it's pretty challenging to even break into the industry. The fact that I'm a woman, second, a woman of color, is even, you know, even harder. So when I run into these special groups that I'm a part of on Instagram, one is called Black Women in Media. The other one is like Media Women Connect. So those little groups like that, it shows some type of hope or inspiration when it comes to, you know, women of color working, you know, in the media field. Overall, what I wanted to do, I wanted to be like the next Oprah or something, like, you know, have my own network and things like that, because we all know she's great, but she's a boss. So she had so many roles, you know, prior to where she's at today. So that's why she's so successful. Everybody have to start at the bottom. So with me freelancing like for 6-7 years now, you know, I'm asking myself like, all right, is it time to hang up the freelancing and actually get somewhere? Pretty much why I had my second passion was IT. It just kind of worked out crazy how I ended up in the IT field and not in media for what I went to school for. And I was just kind of like, what? My God, what are you trying to tell me? Do I need to work in the IT field or what? Like, what exactly? Because I've been kind of, you know, doing my media thing. And a lot of people that, you know, personally know me and know, you know, my brands and what I have going on, they know, like, all right, she's been doing this thing for quite some time. So it's just kind of like I'm at this point where freelancing is cool, but I'm at a point where, all right, I need to, you know, do something where I can make money.
What does public relations, since your track was in that field, what does public relations mean to you?
What public relations mean to me? It's so crazy because I know at Winston, they had a track, then they deleted the, they got rid of the PR track. And I didn't even notice that until like a few of the students that came before me was telling us that PR came under like marketing and stuff at Winston. So each school does it different. But I pretty much got a little bit more into PR when I actually went to High Point University, where I received my master's. What I feel like what it means to me is just having a personal relationship with your audience and with the media as well, because you have to learn how to have a relationship with the media and different types of stockholders to make sure that your client has like a positive image. I think a lot of people kind of confuse marketing and social media and advertising, and they try to separate. And I'm just like, no, it's not. It's all under public relations, you know. So it's just kind of like one big umbrella. And then you have those smaller sectors, which is marketing, advertising, social media, research, et cetera, all that comes under public relations. It's where you have a relationship with your stockholders and the media.
Speaking of your audience, like say, for example, you have a project with one of your clients. What do you do with your client and how do you speak to their audience?
So working with different clients it's been interesting, because I have different people like in the walks of life that come and ask me with different projects that they need. Recently, I just talked about my current client is a nonprofit organization called Simply Me Foundation, which is in Raleigh. And they was just looking for like a brand social media content person just to kind of like make their presence a little known on social media. The client name was Angel. She was maybe about 10 years old, I want to say. So I knew that my audience was going to be kids, because she was like inspirational, you know, speaker and things like that. So I knew that I had to write content that was going to be related or for kids to see. So what I did with that particular client, honestly, they didn't have anything. Like, they didn't have a social media page. So I had to pretty much help them create my Instagram page. And they have over maybe almost close to 100 followers now. So that's super exciting, especially starting from nothing, you know. So I encourage people to, even down to the little babies, like, I mean, just still, you know, having a mindset of still want to do things is really good.
Do you use like an automated app to help with social media, or do you like manually do it yourself?
I don't use the app. I usually come up with my own hashtags that's pertaining to each client. I kind of spend some time and like, hey, what do I want to see? If I post an image of a little girl with a balloon, like what content can relate or what hashtags can relate under this post that will bring you more presence to the page as well as to the audience as well.
So that's a great example. I want to ask, without giving too much, of course, but also just to be helpful to the audience, can you walk us through that? Say, for example, like you just said, a picture of a little girl, I guess I'll just say 10 years old, holding a balloon. Is she a black girl? What does your mind go through with that as far as capturing that audience for your client? And how do you...
So as we mentioned before, the example with the little black girl holding the balloon, immediately, like when I see a post or something, you know, related to that post, okay, like, and it's just so crazy because I know people think of content on the top of their head, but like with me, it varies 50-50, to be honest with you. Like if I'm seeing a picture, I'm like, okay, what can I put under this post for it to be relatable? And then I actually would need time to, you know, to myself to be like, okay, give me a few minutes to see how can I write something under this post. So far as like hashtags, with the example that, you know, we gave earlier, hashtag, you know, little black girl, or hashtag balloon, black girls, rock, things like that. And then far as like the capture, it would be something like, do you see like this black girl holding this balloon? It's full of magic and love. With the hashtag, it brings more followers as well as, you know, presence to your page. So that's why I pretty much do the hashtags, because like random people, like they'll just start following you based off the particular photo that you posted.
We've talked about freelancing. We talked about your clients and also how to come up with captions and hashtags. Let's talk about your business. with celebrities being your focus, how do you maintain your core values as a person compared to with your business?
Now, honestly, I try to keep up with what's current now. So, like, whatever the news is going on, like, you know, Donald Trump and Kanye and Will Smith and things like that, to be example, like, that's what people want to see when it comes to, like, news and entertainment. They want to see if you're keeping up with the latest as well. But in reality, I don't work with celebrity clients. I work with clients that has nonprofit organizations. And in the past, I've done a few music festivals as well. But that in school, that was my dream to, you know, be like a celebrity publicist. And I know people that's that I follow that's doing that, that's interviewing celebrities, and that's a part of those social media groups and things like that. So I think with me, I'm a little more limited because I have other things going on.
This season of Expressive Espresso, we have been focused on the pivot. Sometimes you have to pivot. Like, for example, you with college, like, you had to pivot into IT, even though that was your second love. You still had to pivot to that because being in media is very competitive. The biggest thing, of course, of 2020 has been quarantine. So how has your business been able to pivot during these times?
Being in quarantine with my two different brands that I have, my first brand is Clark Managed PR, which is a freelance PR business. My other one is an entrepreneur business called Clark for the Culture Button Collection. With Clark Managed PR, it's pretty much an online digital type brand service. We offer websites, PR consulting, photography, social media management, resume builder. Me pivoting during this time, I feel like it's been great for both brands that I have going on. I actually just got finished wrapping up a project with a client. I'm just trying to, you know, just trying to find that balance, because people will look at me, they'll be like, girl, what you doing today? You know what I'm saying? So it's always something, you know. So I'm trying to generate some income. Now, with my 100 skills that I have, I can do so. So, I mean, don't look. If that's me and what I got going on, let me do that. My button business, that's been really, really good. For example, I have a $2 Tuesday sale that I do, any type of, you know, custom-made buttons and things like that. Towards the end of this, I would definitely have my social media handles revealed so you guys can follow me as well. But I feel like the presence, and I came up with all of my social media presence, and that's probably why I have, you know, my PR business is, I have over like 2,000 followers. And then I just actually started my Instagram for my button business. I'm almost at 400 followers. So I'm super excited. And, you know, sometimes, like, I don't be trying to throw shade because, you know, some people like that about their followers. Yeah, I try not to do that because I did it one time. I was like, if you really engage with your audience, you'll have to buy followers, you know. So it's just kind of like, that doesn't mean you have to post every day or anything like that. But just say something where, you know, if you already established what type of audience that you have, then you know what to post. So, and I feel like on both brands, it's been really, really good. Like, I'm actually getting companies. I do buttons for companies, church organizations. So I'm actually about to do some things for an organization now.
And as we come to an end with this episode and this interview, I have to ask the staple question, which is, of course, at 12 years old, I feel like that is a pivotal moment in anybody's life. So what would you tell your 12-year-old self now, knowing all the things that you know now? What would you tell, if anything, differently?
I think what I would tell a 12-year-old or myself, you know, trying to rekindle being 12 years old again, is really, you know, go to school and learn. And I know they do that anyway. I know they go to school and stuff and learn. But what you learn and what you do now in your younger years will affect you once you get older. I mean, the only reason why I say that, because I know, like, when I was 12, I was just like, you know, I'm going to be a celebrity. I'm going to be on TV and et cetera and things like that. And the closest I came to that is, of course, working my freelance business. So definitely I would say continue to do, you know, I guess what you would do as a 12-year-old is, you know, go to school and things like that. And just know that whatever you do now in your younger years will definitely affect you once you get older. So
thank you so much for doing this interview. Now that we come to the end, can you let us know where you would like the people to follow you and get in touch with you?
Yes, yes, yes. So I can give you guys my email as well as my Instagram. I just said I'd be on Instagram a lot. But my email is clarkmanage. So MANAGEPR @gmail.com. That's my email. Clark without the E. ManagePR @gmail.com. If you guys have any services, any questions for me, as well as my Instagram is the @ ClarkManagePR LLC. My page is open, so I'm not going to be like the rest, and I'm not going to follow back. I'm going to follow you back if you follow me back. So, and if you wanted any type of like custom made buttons for yourself, for your kids, your family, your church, organization, you can also find me on Instagram as well. For that is Clark without the E _ buttons with an S collection. And that's where you can find me. And I have all of my designs that's offered. And it's really, really nice. Utilize me for any type of services that you guys need. And thank you for this opportunity. We'll be right back.